views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live on-air reading. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. And I have my wonderful and beautiful partner here, Sky. How are you doing, Sky?
Well, thank you, Artie. I'm doing great, honey. How are you? And how is everybody doing out there today?
Yeah, I know. Well, things are going to be a little crazy from now until the end of this month, until July 1st. So if there's a lot of tension going on in your relationships or at work, in your personal life or whatever, there's a really good reason for it now, because we're in this thing what's known as Mercury retrograde. And Mercury retrograde is when the stars are lined up in such a way where when Mercury is in, and I'm not a big astrology person, like I don't understand astrology fully, but I do understand Mercury retrograde, that when the stars are lined up in a certain way, it seems like everything that can go wrong, will go wrong, or is working against you. When you should have made a right, you make a left, and it's like all these miscommunications happen. So this is the time that you just take a deep breath. You don't buy anything major brand new during this time, otherwise things are going to blow up on you, and I promise you that, because it happens all the time. And as a matter of fact, Princess Diane and Prince Charles got married during the height of Mercury retrograde, and all the astrologers warned them to change their date, and lo and behold, they didn't listen to anybody. They got married on their original date, and everything blew up. Their marriage, the family, everything happened just like astrologers told them. And this is the time you don't get married. This is the time you don't get engaged. This is the time you don't start new businesses. You don't buy brand new cars. You don't buy a house. You don't start anything new during this time, because things usually will go wrong during this time. And I don't know. Some people say, is it a curse or whatever? And I don't know what you want to call it, but it really stinks. Now, just to let you know, if you already started a business, I think it started a couple of days ago, but if you already started a business a week before Mercury retrograde, or if you already started a business many years ago, many months ago, whatever, and now you're working right through Mercury retrograde, it's not going to have an effect on you. It's like trying to build a brand new home when there's an earthquake. You don't build anything new when there's an earthquake going on, because everything is like moving in a direction. But it seems like everything's going in reverse right now. And so that's why you don't start anything new. This is a good time for travel. This is a good time to, like, you know, fix your nets, get things in order, keep yourself organized. But just go with the flow, okay? Because when you need documents or things to happen really fast right now, it's not going to happen as fast as you'd like. There's going to be delays, or there's going to be screw-ups. So just, you're not the only one going through this, I promise you. It's just the way of the universe. And unfortunately, it's going to last till July 1st. So just go with the flow and take a few deep breaths, and that's the best way that I could tell you to deal with it. But it stinks. It really stinks.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it really, really stinks. And like I said, you want to know something? There was a time when in my first marriage, when I sold a house, I sold my house, but my new townhouse wasn't finished being built yet. Now, I was just about to close on this specific time. This is going back many moons ago, 25 years ago or 30 years ago or something like that, about 25 years ago. And so I was supposed to, we were supposed to close on this particular date. And so my astrology friend Jenny, who is very, very good at it, she said, Artie, she says, I highly recommend, and I didn't even hear Mercury retrograde. She goes, I highly recommend you wait a week until you close on your house. And I said to her, I said, well, the house is already finished being built. It's just going through the preliminaries. She says, I'm telling you, you don't want to sign on a new house during Mercury retrograde. So long story short, I listened to her and I called up my friend who's the lawyer. My friend is the lawyer, the real estate lawyer. And she says, oh, my friend said to me, Artie, just tell him you have to go out of town. You have a business agreement. You have a business date. You can't do it, whatever, whatever. Just delay it. She goes, I promise you it will be worth it. So mind you, there's about seven or eight townhouses connected to this one building. You know, we were right in the middle of all these other townhomes. And so I called up my friend, and he was bitching and complaining. He says, oh, what are you doing, Art? Can't you put the other thing off? This is a big thing. Da, 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 da. I said, Rich, I couldn't even if I wanted to. I need to delay it. And I told my wife this at the time. And she goes, Art, what's the big deal? She goes, the house is already built and blah, 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 blah. She tried. I said, no. I said, I'm not going to screw around with spirituality and Mercury retrograde. So what happened was we delayed it by a week. Then I signed it after Mercury retrograde. To find out, we were the only townhouse on the block at that unit that did not have any structural problems whatsoever. Everybody else had foundation problems, carpentry problems. Everybody else had problems across the street from us, next door to us. We were the only one in the entire unit complex that did not have any problems. And I said to my wife,
I believe that.
Yeah, and I said to my wife, I said, you see, that's why. That's why.
Yeah.
So you just don't. Yeah, you can't figure it out. Well, you know, you can make all the logical rhyme and reason why you could. It's okay. It's no big deal, blah, blah, blah. But when spirit is in line with rhythm, you know, the biorhythm of life, you don't screw with it. Just pay attention.
Right.
And, you know, if you want to know more about Mercury retrograde, just Google Mercury retrograde. I'm sure a bunch of you already have. But it is for real, and you don't want to screw with it. So, but any case.
And tonight's a full moon, too. So
Right. Tonight's very important with a full moon.
Yes. I wanted to find out if anybody out there knows or does any practices today or tonight. Because as a Native person, we have a ritual that all the women do. We go out and we honor the moon, and we put out all our stones. We put out our medicine bag. We put out any kind of crystals, any kind of jewelry to cleanse it. So I'm wondering if anybody knows anything about that out there or is interested in finding out.
Yeah, when it's a full moon, you definitely want to write down your prayers and your affirmations. Write it down on a piece of paper and try to burn it as close to midnight as possible, because it literally magnifies your prayers and your blessings. So whatever you're asking of God and your angels of what you want to happen, whether it be about love, health, a job, whatever it is you want, just write your desires and say thank you for. You could ask for money, whatever it is you want. Just put it out there and then burn that piece of paper outside. So that prayer that you write and you put down thank you, and you could say thank you God, thank you Jesus, thank you Archangel Michael, Moses, whoever you want to pray to. And when you put your prayers out there on paper, just burn it outside and let the smoke signals go to heaven. But don't ever, ever throw your prayers out in the garbage. Sky, we're going to be going for a break real soon. But before we do, if somebody wants to get a private reading from you, you know, as, you know, medium or psychic, what's your phone number?
My number is 908-500-1474.
Right. And I'm going to find out with Ryan right now, our web guy, to see if your website is up. Sky of Angels. I love that name. And you're going to see what You're going to see what the face looks like behind the voice for her. Actually, my face, I think, will be there also besides yours. And it's a gorgeous picture. Sky has a gorgeous smile. She does. When she shows her pearly white, she looks great. So,
you're embarrassing me.
Yeah, I know. You're blushing now. But you really do. You really do.
You know,
she's very photogenic.
You know what? No, I'm not really, guys. Don't listen. No. I'm really not.
You are. All right. Well, listen.
I love you for saying that. I really do. But...
No, but it's the truth. I'm not just blowing smoke, but it's the truth. So if anybody wants to call in during our show today, just call 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And you could have one hell of a reading over the air from Sky and myself, or connect to a loved one. All right, everybody, stay tuned, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit HealingResonance.us. That's HealingResonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This week's topic, I needed to express about Mercury retrograde, because it really is very, very powerful, and take heed to it, okay? And if you could delay the process till after July 1st to start anything, do. Are you about to say?
Hey, can I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Does that explain why my dogs have been very needy lately? Like, they've been very needy. Like, they sleep together all of a sudden. They're very clingy with each other. One doesn't lay down without the other one. They seem to eat together. they go out together. I mean, this has been like ridiculous.
Wow, you know? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering now if that has something to do with this this thing you explained, this Mercury.
Yeah, no, with Mercury retrograde, yeah, the energy is definitely, it definitely changes people's feelings and moods and emotions, whether it be to be more needy or to be very uncertain or to keep you off balance. And it does. Everything is just an illusion, though. It really is. Everything is just an illusion. So it's very important that you don't succumb to all the crap that's going on. It's about accepting.
Right.
But this week's topic, I want to try to get to this week's topic, is about sex, love, and romance. And I probably would say one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they first start dating is that they sleep with their partner too soon.
Yeah.
And that's a big no-no. And what happens is that, let's say the guy is all excited that he's able to get this girl into bed right away. You know, within the first one or two dates, especially the first date. What happens is that after you date for a while, a lot of times trust issues come in about, because then they end up, it's going to blow up in your face, because they're going to say, well, you know, I don't want you to go out with your friends, or how come you're being out so late? Well, you slept with me right away. How do I know you're not going to sleep with somebody else right away? And, you know, and so like all this gets all mumbo jumbled. Very important that you get involved in the relationship on the emotional aspect of it. And if somebody is willing to break up with you because you're not willing to have sex right away with them, that right away is a red flag, and you did the right thing, because, you know, they're looking at you from a wrong perspective. They want you just for the sex and not for the relationship aspect.
Right. You know, it's a funny thing. Most people do, I think, succumb to having sex too early in their relationship. Most people do. And everybody's, oh, I'm so in love. This is the Mr. Right and this and that. However, they're not in love. They're in lust.
It's all infatuation.
Yes. Yes. And if the sex is good, they think they're in love. But really, it's not. It's just that lust feeling. The lust feeling might be great, but the person itself may not be the right person for you. It doesn't mean because you have a great sex life, it means that person who is going to share the rest of your life, or basically who one hopes that it will share the rest of your life, will be the right person who's for you in any other aspect of your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Total opposite.
The analogy that I use when it comes to relationship and sex, it's like icing on a cake. When you need the base foundation of the cake to appreciate the icing, because the icing is the sex and the cake is the relationship. But if you go just for the icing right away, you're going to end up getting a stomach ache, and you're going to end up, you know, not feeling good afterwards, because you're going just for icing on the cake. So you want to build that base foundation and build a relationship. And if it turns out to be platonic, then so be it. But, you know, and then a lot of times people will dress up in a very provocative or sexual manner to try to draw on that attention. And if you're grabbing somebody's attention based on how you physically look on your exterior, and then all of a sudden, God, all they want is sex and stuff, and then all these guys are jerks, or all these people are just losers or whatever. Well, if you're portraying yourself as this super sexual object and to look very promiscuous, well, then that's the energy you're drawing in. And what else do you expect?
Exactly. But who would want to do that, though, Wardy? I mean, any woman who has any kind of self-respect for herself wants to be viewed as more than a sex toy. They want to be recognized for their education, their manner in which they can love, the person that they are. You know, we like the whole package rather than just the one little tip of the iceberg. Because let me tell you out there, folks, 7 years into your marriage, it's a whole new ball game. Right, Audie?
Yeah, sometimes it's not even seven.
Right.
It could be six months.
That's true.
You know, but there are some people who are extremely fortunate, with a capital E, extremely fortunate, where it is love at first sight. I do believe in love at first sight, where they do get married right away, and you know, whether it be within weeks or within a few months, and they end up staying together forever. And there are relationships where it can happen like that, but they're very far and few in between.
Well, if I may say something, I met my husband on November 12th. I was engaged to another guy. I met him on November 12th. Between November 12th and December 13th, I was already split up with my boyfriend or fiance that I was going to marry. And by April 21st, I was married to my husband. And that was 42 years ago this year.
Wow. See, that's, I didn't even realize that. So
that's right.
There you go. The proof is in the pudding.
So sometimes it does work. You know what? I believe that we were soulmates and we knew it. I believe that we were hooked up and connected in another life. And we were just lucky enough to be able to find each other once again and, you know, take it from there. Because, look, he was going to be a lawyer. He was going to school. He was going to be a lawyer. I had a 2.5-carat diamond ring on my hand. Anything and everything I could have wanted. I mean, it was like a girl's dream. It was like a Jewish woman's dream. It was like
that's right. It was, for all you chaps out there that are listening.
Right? Oh, my God. Like, you know, and a Jewish mother. He's going to be a lawyer. You're going to be set for life. You look at the ring. It's the affairs. Oh, my God. This is wonderful. However, I fell in love with my husband within, like, he said to me the first night, this is the God's honest truth, I was still engaged. He says to me, I'm going to marry you. I said, oh, boy, what a come on line that was. But you know something? He never wanted to make it a sex relationship. He told me that. So help me God. It's been a big joke for 42 years. He said, I was the one who wanted to have sex initially. I shouldn't be saying this, God forbid.
Don't worry, go ahead.
But anyway, he was the one that did not want to initiate sex. He wanted to get to know me. He said that he wanted to marry me like the first day he met me. And it was 42 years later. And, you know, I guess he was right. You know, I guess we were right. We were just meant to meet. We were meant to be. We were meant to meet. And I want to tell you something. After I told you this one time, I was standing in his living room and he was looking into his kitchen. And my spirit guides came to me and said, you're going to marry this guy. Don't screw it up. They said to him, don't screw it up. You're going to marry this guy. This is going to be your husband. And we were only together, what, 4 months, 3 months? January, February, March, April. Like, we were married already in April. So, truthfully, we only knew each other for a whole 3 months before. And, you know, we didn't have children. We didn't have children until 5 years after we were married because we both made the conscious decision that we would give this our best shot and we wanted to make sure before we brought children forth into this world that we were secure in our relationship, very secure. So we didn't have kids until 5 years after and it worked out beautifully.
That's great. You're very, very fortunate that that has happened. And there, you know what? The interesting thing is that there are people who have known each other since they were in grade school or high school sweethearts, and they knew each other forever. And then after they get married, it's like a few years into it, they end up breaking up, you know?
I know. How sad.
Yeah, how sad it is. And what happens is that a lot of people who get caught up in relationships in a situation where they're caught up in the whole hoopla of it. They get caught up in the fact that all the expectations, all the expectations of their spouse, of their partner, we're going to get married. And it's like, but all of a sudden I'm not in love with you, but yet the expectations, and then their family loves you and your family loves them. And it's like all these expectations with the family and the friends, and then everyone else is getting married. And now it's like, oh, I feel bad, you know, or he or she loves me so much, but yet I'm not into it. But how can I break their hearts because they're such nice people, but how can I do that to them? I feel guilty. So if you're not strong enough beforehand, it's going to end up like you're going to end up killing yourself, and then you're going to end up having an affair, because if you're not emotionally prepared if you're not emotionally feeling good about your partner, then you are going to have some kind of an affair, whether it be an emotional affair or a sexual affair, but you're going to burst. You're going to burst. And
right.
I know a lot of people could relate to this. But, Sky, right before we go to break right now, say your phone number so people could reach out to you.
Okay. My phone number is 908-500-1474. And very shortly, folks, I'm going to be able to give you my amazing webpage name.
Yeah.
What is it, Artie?
Skyofangels.com. Awesome.
Isn't that beautiful, guys?
It is.
I'm so impressed. It's so beautiful.
It is. It's
so
perfect.
Excited.
It's perfect for you. And just to let everybody know, that is her personal number if you want a private reading from her. If you want to call into the station to get a private read, which we're going to start when we get back, the number is 800-930-2819. And my personal number, if you want a reading by Artie, by myself, is 877-ANGEL-02. So stay tuned, everybody, because Sky and I will be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This week's topic is about sex, love, and romance. But before we get into our conversation with sex, love, and romance, there's a wonderful patient person waiting to talk to us, and her name is Judy. Judy, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Judy, the first thing that I picked up on you is that you're going to have to really sweet talk people or the person who you're dealing with to get what it is you want from them, because trying to be blunt and trying to come at them too hard is too hard. And I feel like you're going to have to kill somebody with kindness for you to get your way. But trying just to be blunt and bold, you're going to have to like do a little finessing to get your way. I don't know if this makes any sense to you now.
Well, I called, I didn't know the topic was sex, love, and romance. I don't know if you see any of that coming my way, because it's been a really long time.
Actually, I see you joining a group. I actually see you joining a group, and you kind of like going to have to be forced into it. It's like somebody keeps telling you, why don't you join this group, or why don't you go to bingo, or why don't you join this community group, and you've been putting it off. Am I right on that? And
Have these opportunities. You know, when we see things, if you can't relate to it in the now, that means it's to be. And that's what that means.
Definitely. It doesn't mean that like it's right this very second. But somebody is going to want you to like join some type of a group. It could be that it's happened already, or it could be in the near future. And you're going to say, nah, that's not the type of thing for me, but you're going to do it anyway, and you're going to strike up a nice little relationship with somebody. But I do feel, more than that, a strain on your health. I think that you feel a little tired and a little listless and out of it, a little confused at times. Am I correct?
What's going on with me is I retired a week ago. And my mother's not very well. Thank you. 30 years.
Wow.
God bless you.
And my mom is ill, and I'm kind of like taking care of her. And that's creating a tremendous amount of stress for me.
Yes, I feel that. I feel that. I feel that you should bump up your vitamins, even though you're not taking any. I think you should bump up some vitamins. And I think you should meditate. Meditating will, even if you sit in a quiet room with some beautiful music, close your eyes and listen to your breathing. Listen to your breathing pattern just all by yourself. That is meditation. And if you do that, that's going to release a lot of the stress you have with the caring of your mom. Unfortunately, we all go through stages in our life where we have to take the role on as parents to our parents. And, you know, you're doing a noble thing, a beautiful thing, and it's being watched by the angels, and it's being, it's a very beautiful thing. And it does take a lot of stress out of you. And like I said, meditate to get rid of that feeling of being wiped out and start pumping up your vitamins.
Now,
you're feeling like this now. Imagine next year. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm going to run away. I'm probably just going to run away.
Yeah, wouldn't that be beautiful? But what I'm feeling is that the way you're living your life right now, you're really not allowing enough time to enter into your life because you're constantly taking care of yourself and your mom, and you're not allowing enough time in your life to allow a relationship. So when Sky was telling you, see, 2 and 2 equals up for me now when I'm listening to Sky. When she says, you know, you're going to be invited to go to a group or to be a part of, see, I feel the opportunities are going to be presented to you. But if you don't take up on it and you keep on pushing it aside because, well, I got to take care of my mother, or I feel guilty for leaving her alone, you know, you're going to be. Don't push away opportunities when the opportunity presents itself. And when you are with other people, try to be kind in your disposition in the way that you come across, and just don't be blunt. Allow somebody to be playful with you and not just be serious. Not to be so serious, but allow yourself to be so playful, because you're so used to always being on the mark. You're always used to being like right on, you know, where you're always talking about everything that's necessities and talking about issues rather than just talking at a conversation just for the hell of it. You know, you need to allow yourself to lighten up and open up to allow that special person in your life.
I'm going to tell you something else, Judy. When you're first newly retired, don't forget, for 40 some odd years, you have been used to a schedule. You get up at a certain time, you have your coffee at a certain time, you're out the door at a certain time, you're back a certain time. Now it's going to take you an adjustment time, an adjustment period. And that adjustment period is going to be, you're going to battle over it. And I feel that you're battling over it now, because, you know, you were always in motion. And now you're stuck and you're kind of resenting the fact of what you have to do. Subconsciously, you may not, you know what I'm saying? You may not resent the fact that you have to take care of your mom, but subconsciously, you're resenting the fact that you're stuck. So if somebody does approach you with the opportunity to get out and to go do something for yourself, or to join a group on a regular, structured basis, do it.
Yeah, don't make up an excuse. Don't make up an excuse. Just allow yourself to go out.
In this point of your life, honey, you need to have some type of structure. You went from absolute structure to zero. So you have to bring back a little structure in your life.
It's about re-identifying yourself right now. And so it is going to be a transitional period. But when you have the time just to chill out and relax, you have to start making that time, because you're so used to having all your time accounted for to do something, to be somewhere. And now it's like you could literally consume all your energy just about your mother or about your home or about whatever. And now it's time for leisure and relaxation.
And don't feel guilty. Do not feel guilty.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. That's what I do feel.
I know it's the problem. That's what I'm feeling. Yeah. And I don't want you to feel guilty that you have a life and you need to live a certain portion of that life, too. You know, it's not your life. should have a balance, mom time and Judy time. And never, please, never feel guilty about going outside to box with yourself and go and have fun. Because you deserve it. You worked for 40-some-odd years. You had a life.
Yeah, now, you paid your dues. You paid your dues to everybody.
Now you need to give yourself some fun time. And now you're laced up with this, which is a very noble thing. And don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful, noble thing you're doing. But I think you're feeling a little resentment. And the reason for that is because you have no life. So you know what? You need not to feel guilty.
There's other siblings. Like, I'm not the only one. But nobody else seems to want to step up and help out.
Yes, I understand.
Well, you're going to have to, this is where you're going to have to learn to delegate. All right. And the funny thing is that, you know, a lot of people want that love and they want that romance. And they would like to have an intimate relationship and whatnot. But the interesting thing is, you know, I did a reading for a lady a couple of weeks ago, and she was a very, very cold person, not just to me. It's her personality. And she wanted to know about her love life. And she doesn't like to be. See, usually when I meet people, I give them a hug or and a peck on the cheek. And she felt very uncomfortable like that. And here she's saying, Art, will I have a love life? Will I have a partner in my life? Uh-huh. It's like, well, what do you have to offer if you're not going to be open and loving or have a sense of humor and allow all these pleasantries into your life or to be able to be approached by other people? But if you're always on guard and you're always playing defense, you know, what is it that could allow people to warm up to you if you don't start to warm up yourself? And that's why I said you need just to chill out and relax. But we thank you so much for calling us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for your
time. It works out for you, and please get out there and have fun.
Thank you.
That's
right. Bye-bye.
Have fun. Yes, man. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn to have fun, man, and not care, go to Jamaica, man. Yeah, I've been there a few times. And let me tell you something. These guys are nothing but chill.
Oh, yes. I've been there, too, Audie. I've been there. That was my first cruise. Yeah, that was my first cruise ever. You had to see what they did to get me on that ship. Because I'm always like, oh, my God. Like, I get anxiety a little bit. I think that has to do with my childhood and the spirits and all that. You seem to have a lot more anxiety, but what they had to do to get me on that ship, it was ridiculous. And then I said to them, well, what if I can't get off? And what if we're into the waters and there's no more land and I can't get off the ship? My husband had to swear and promise me that if that was the case, and I felt that way, then he would have a helicopter fly me right off the ship. That's the only way I would go. How stupid am I, right? How crazy. But that
just listen.
Better.
Just because an Italian guy just let the whole ship go down. That's only one in a million. Does it happen? Yeah, it happens. But it's one in a million.
You know, he had to sit on that rock that guy and make sure that all of his guests came off that ship right. But he had to be the first one there, right?
That's right. He had to make sure that the land was clear for everybody else. The coast was clear. But right now, we got to go for a break. So if anyone wants a reading from myself on a private note, just call me at 877-ANGEL-02. And Sky, if anybody wants to call you for a private reading.
Yes, the number is 908-500-1474.
And if you want to call into the station now and get a reading by Sky and myself now, just call 800-930-2819. We only have a few more minutes, so stay tuned, everybody, because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
The color
wonderful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You want to know something? If you want to really score big points with your spouse or your loved ones, give them a present or take them out just because. Not because it's their birthday or Valentine's Day or, you know, Christmas or whatever or Halloween. No, but just to give somebody a nice gift that you know that they would appreciate, just because, to let them know that you love them, you're really going to score some points. Unfortunately, some girls that I actually met that I know throughout my lifetime, they feel like if they get candy or flowers from their spouse that they feel like, uh-oh, what did you do wrong? What do you make it up? What do you make? Seriously, I know some people who think like that, and I said, wow, you got some major trust issues.
Yeah, really. You know something? To give the gift of yourself, and not with candy or flowers, just yourself. To give the ultimate gift of yourself is just about, to anybody who's in love, the best gift you can give to that person. So, you know, you're better than flowers. You're better than chocolates. You're better than balloons. Just to be able to have a nice evening out with just your partner and yourself, I think is just the most precious gift that you can give your loved one.
Right. And what you need to do is, like, some people, like, if you try to get, you know, take the afternoon or whatnot or the evening with just them, and they're always like backing you away, and I can't, not now, leave me. So what you do is you book a hotel or book a bed and breakfast and say, hey, listen, I got us a little going away present. And so therefore you could spend quality time and without the kids. If you have kids, it's got to be without the kids, you know, and you get somebody to watch the kids, you know. So, you know, a lot of people fall into this trap of, you know, when you have kids, they don't know how to get out of that mommy and daddy stage, and they need to start dating each other again. But Sky, you want to know something? We have a surprise guest, I was told, that I don't even know who it is. And Brian just, our producer just said we have a surprise caller. So hello, our surprise caller. Who is this?
Hello, Flinchbaugh.
Oh, my sister.
Hi, sister. How you doing, sister?
My sister. Oh, my God. Listen, we have a lot of history together. I say every time we're around, Heather says to me, well, how many years do we know each other now? So I says, what, 70, 80? Like that? we always laugh about that, always. But, like, this her and I, and this is the God's honest truth, there's no getting around it, her and I were sisters in another life. There is no way possible that we weren't. I mean, she's thinking it, I'm saying it. She's saying it, I'm thinking it. There is nothing in this world that this woman would not do for me, and vice versa. I mean, her children, I adore her children. They're like my own. When I lost Michael, she was like, huh, right with me. You know, she's there like every day. Even her kids, even her children to this day, when they see me like gloomy or pouty, they come right over to me and they know exactly what's wrong. I don't have to say a word, and they start making me feel better. I mean, her children are my children, and my children are her kids. I mean, and we've had, since we met 140 years ago, like we've had this amazing relationship, you know, and I'm so blessed, really blessed, to have found somebody in my life like that, because you know, you can go a whole lifetime and not find somebody like that in your life. And her husband, oh my God, he's my brother.
When you connect, with somebody like that on such a deep emotional level, that's also what's known as your soulmate. A soulmate isn't just a loved one. And a lot of people say, do I have a soulmate or are there more than one soulmate? So, yeah, there's more than one soulmate in your life. And if you're fortunate enough to have that special connection with somebody, whether it be as a lover or a friend or a child, you know, a soulmate or a parent, you know, a soulmate could be in so many different facets. It's not just as a lover. And, you know, when you speak so highly of her, of your friend here, I'm sorry, your first name?
No, she's not. Yeah, my sister.
No,
my name is Heather.
Oh, Heather, I didn't even know. I didn't hear the word Heather. I just heard sister. Okay. And, but when you have that extreme connection, it's beautiful to be able to see eye to eye on so many different levels, as far as whether it be passion, excitement, whether it be on hurt and pain, and to know that you can go to that special person. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't have that connection. But when you do, oh, my God, what a blessing that is. It really is.
You know what? Let me tell you something. We don't have to see each other for like 6 months. But as soon as we talk, it's like we never
You haven't
talk.
Missed a day.
Right. You haven't missed a beat. You have not missed
a beat.
Yeah,
and I can usually tell when sister over there is having issues, and I give her a shout and vice
what,
versa.
What, sweetheart?
I said, and I usually know when you're upset.
Yes. And oh, my God.
I can sit there and think about you, and you know I'm thinking about you.
Oh, I know that. Let me tell you something. Living in Jersey, I was never able to really catch a hawk until I met Heather. So whenever I see a hawk, I know Heather is sending me love, or she needs to talk to me, or she wants me to call her. She has sent me an abundance of hawks. Like now, everywhere I look, there's a hawk. And I assimilate the hawk with my sister Heather, because let me tell you, I lived in Jersey for how many years? A lot.
Too many.
And I never really...
Wait. Let me count how many years I've been in New Jersey. Wait, no, okay, a lot.
Right. umpteen years.
Umpteen years and then some.
Umpteen and a half years. And and I never really took notice or saw the hawks, or they never really gravitated to my property, or I never. Now I get hawks flying simultaneously with my driver's side window, and I look over and I say, "Oh my God, I got to call Heather. I got to call Heather. Something's up." And damn it, every time it happens, I needed to call Heather. I mean,
yeah, that's
how we relate to each other, like through the hawk. And being Native people, her and I, we have that connection with nature, and we have that connection with the animals, you know? So we know this. It's like a telephone call from the hawk, you know?
Right, and Heather? What was the first bird that you seen, or the first animal you seen right after you met me, going back home to the campgrounds where you were camping at?
A badger. No, I'm only kidding.
No, when I first met her, and this is a story that I will never forget. When I first met Heather,
Hold it, Sky. Sky?
Yes.
We have literally about a minute and a half, and we have to call it quits.
Okay, I'm going to condense it. After I met Heather, I was leaving that night. We met at a powwow. Wasn't supposed to be there. Found myself there. We hit it off tremendously. I have to tell the story on air because this is a story that, like,
well, we literally have about 1 minute now, Scott.
All right, I'm not going to tell you that. What I'm going to tell you is this. When I left that night, there was a bald eagle right on the parkway, right on the side of my car. And that is, like, totally unheard of. Totally unheard of.
Wow,
so I knew
eagle.
That. Yes, and I knew that Creator was telling me at that moment that this is your blood, this is your sister, never let her out of your sight. Never be away from each other.
Well, Heather, listen, thank you very much for calling and surprising
us. I'm so happy.
That was really nice.
I love you.
You're welcome.
Well, I look forward to meeting you in person.
Oh, you're going to love them. You're going to love them. Right. They're crazy like us.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Listen, thank you for listening in to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family with all the love, happiness, and prosperity in the world. May your life for you and your family be granted and blessed with lots of miracles. And,
absolutely.
And stay well.
That's my feelings exactly, folks. God bless you. And don't forget to call in your angels.
Call in your angels,
guys,
and write down your affirmations tonight. Right. Write down your affirmations tonight and burn that piece of paper and put in your order to God right now, whatever it is you want.
And
stay tuned.
Don't forget the full moon. Don't forget the full moon. God bless everybody.
Right. Take care. Bye, Sky.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate, 206-715-8126, That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, Don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.